morning. My name is Grace Hall, and next week I will be graduating from Woodson High School. As many of you know, in the fall I will attend Virginia Tech to pursue a degree in mathematics, and I will be an Air Force Emergency Cadet. If my memory serves me correctly, most people who have stood here and given this speech in past years start at the beginning of their church experience, usually having become members the day they were born and having been a good shepherd ever since. My church origin story is a little bit different than this. It all started when I was in third grade and happened to notice during the show and tell that a good number of the other kids shared that they went to church over the weekend. With each additional mention of going to church by my peers, I became increasingly worried that there was something big I was missing out on. So with that, I convinced my mom to start taking me to visit local churches. We tried a few places, but to my frustration, none of the churches really seemed to equip me until we went to Good Shepherd. I don't remember if one interaction or part of the service really stuck with 8-year-old me, but I do remember feeling incredibly welcomed at Good Shepherd after my visit. My mom seemed to feel the same way, so we started coming with the whole family to church. I distinctly remember having a family conversation where my mom said that if we were going to go to church, we were going to become regular members and we were going to become involved. We weren't going to be part-time members, and we were certainly not going to be creasters. So yes, I was the reason my family began coming to church. Not because an angel visited me in the night or because of any other sign, but out of jealousy of my peers. One day after we became members, my mom casually asked me if I wanted to join the church choir. I said yes, not really thinking very much of it, and not realizing that this one choice would lead me to sing for the rest of my life. A few years later, at a ministries fair, one of the youth group leaders convinced me to come to one of the first youth group meetings with my family. From then on out, I was at nearly every meeting and went on every outing with the youth group, which I could. I went on retreats, and for 1 year, I even got the chance to go to Beach Week. My involvement with the church steadily increased each year, and I made friendships that I have no doubt will last my whole life. I became rooted in Good Shepherd at a critical age, and to say that the church helped to make the person I am today is an understatement. Through church, I've met hardworking and passionate people, both adults and my peers, who've inspired me to strive to be like them, both in the church and in my everyday life. I've had experiences I could never have anticipated, and I have amazing stories to tell of my adventures with the church that seem to never end. I have found an appreciation for music and shared this with like-minded individuals. And of course, I have found a home. Although my church story began with jealousy, it continues now with a boundless amount of love. Thank you.
Secondary school. Next year, in the fall, I will be attending the Cleveland Institute of Music to major in percussion performance. You may know me from my involvement with the church choir, the various plays I've been in with the Good Shepherd Players, and the seemingly non-stop barrage of Facebook posts that my mom and dad dragged me in. My earliest memory of church was third grade me refusing to get out of bed. I really wanted to sleep in, but my mom and dad really wanted me to come to church, try this new church they found, the Church of Good Shepherd. My next earliest memory was being really confused and bewildered as I entered the different worlds and learning about the seasons of the church, etc. I remember wondering why someone in a funny-looking robe would read out of a massive textbook-looking thing and talk about that Genesis band my dad really, really liked. Back then, I thought the church was just an all-around, really boring, negative experience. Waking up early on Sundays, sitting through a long service where I didn't even understand a lot of the foreign words like Pentecost and resurrection, and most of the time, not even getting McDonald's on the way home. I did not realize that Good Shepherd would have the impact it's had on me today. I didn't realize that walking into this church, joining the church choir, would lead me to wonderful experiences, wonderful friendships, and even ending up being the choice of me becoming a music major. Little did I know. Whether I liked it or not, Good Shepherd has had a huge impact on my life. This is, I think, year 10 of me being a patron here. And I've received confirmation here, and I've been a member of the church choir and the youth ministries over those 10 years. Without the different experiences I had within Good Shepherd, I would not be anywhere close to the person that I am today. I'd be a lot worse. Both the youth groups and the music ministries, the players, everything that's gone on here has been greatly influential in my development as a person, socially, emotionally, musically, not physically, etc., etc. When I walked into Sheets Hall for the first time as a goofy little fourth grader, heading my first choir rehearsal with the junior choir, I was on short ones. It's weird. I did not realize that that would be the spark that fueled a lifelong passion for music. Getting to play on the organ, sing beautiful repertoire, work with major works, work with wonderful directors such as Carly Dixon Webb. I don't know where she is, but back there. Some works like Mass of the Children, 3 times. They're all very formative experiences that really ignited my desire to keep making music and to pursue that as a career. Working such an amazing potpourri of personalities and voices has given me several treasure memories that I will cherish for the rest of my life. Even now, as the music seems to continuously get easier and everyone around me seems to get, shorter, I guess, I still take great joy in being a part of the Good Shepherd family. In addition to my involvement with the church choir, I've been involved with the church's youth group during my time here, since I think sixth grade. Even as leaders, regimes, and the cast of God-crazed kids around me changed, the same kind of positive reinforcement shined through daily. The experience of being included in such a great group is enough to get me yet over life's deepest teenage despairs, like falling out with a close friend, bad test grade, and being mercilessly crushed in a game of laser tag by those same kids. Surrounding myself with a huge cast of older kids and experienced adults who are so welcoming to me and who were waiting there with arms open, willing to talk to me, really taught me about what to expect in the future out of the people around me. Being around such an honest and welcoming group of children, kids, teenagers, something, really, really helped keep me in check. It allowed me to realize that I was not the only person going through stressful times in their young lives, and that I was surrounded by people who cared. Even when times were difficult, Good Shepherd was always able to produce an avenue of happiness and remind me of all the good around me. It has been a privilege being a member of the congregation that has provided so much for me throughout my own life.
I have really bad news for Sam. I felt the same way about church when I was his age, too. And look where it got me. Stick with music. Thank you both very much. What you both said to us that's really important is that church is not one thing, this and or that, or one other thing. It's not the sermon, it's not the hymns, it's not the people, it's all of the above. It's everything. And so why do we come to church? We come to church because of the total experience. We might be attracted by this or we might be attracted by that, but it's the total experience. Elizabeth got us through this very long, where'd she go? She's up there somewhere. Oh, she's ushering. Got us through that very long passage from Genesis. And everybody sort of had to sit through it, you know. And I've heard this before, and I really don't have to listen. But you know, it's a fantastic story. And about the fifth time you hear it, you say, oh yeah, how about this, and how about that? For example, at the end of that story, it says, on the sixth day, God made humanity in the image of God, in the image and likeness of God, he made them, man and woman, he made them. So guess what? That means that we are a simile, aren't we? We are like God. We are a simile. And that shapes us. Over the years, as we hear those stories, without even realizing it, they sink in, they shape us. And they even affect the way we behave, or at least we hope that they do. Because if we really believe that we are like God, we, humanity, are like God, then that means everybody is like God. And everybody, the entire world needs to be treated as though they were like God. And if that were the case, the world would be a lot different place, wouldn't it? I actually think over time that is becoming more and more the case, but you have to take a very long view of history. In the pre-modern times, nobody ever thought that that story was history. Nobody ever thought that was really the way it happened. They thought it was a story. And they knew that the more you hear these sacred stories, the more you learn. Hebrew Bible, the New Testament are all just filled with wonderful, wonderful stories about how we are to be and who we are to be and how we are to lead our lives. How else can we shape a moral vision without this full immersion in church? So here comes my Trinity Sunday sermon. It is about the totality of life. Church, faith, religion are about the totality of life. Faith won't help you decide what color to paint the living room, and faith won't help you decide whether or not to buy a new car. Those are for the rational side of us. Faith is for the other side of us, the story side, the side that deals with pain, the side that deals with joy, the side that deals with suffering, the side that deals with love. We hear the stories so we know how to deal with the rest of life. One might argue the important parts after we've taken care of the basics. And so church gives us this, helps us to complete the picture, gives us this totality, gives us a community of people who want to understand about all of that at different levels, different times, different levels. Gives us the stories that help shape our moral imagination. Gives us music to lift us up. Gives us encouragement when things aren't going really well. And every now and then, Sam, takes us in a direction we never, ever could possibly imagine. Grace is going to be an engineer. I thought she was going to be a singer. See how it is. Maybe she'll end up being a singer. But it's a total experience, and that's what the Trinity intends to convey, intends to express the inexpressible. How do you talk about God? Can't. Not really. So we struggle, we try to find ways. And one way that has become traditional, taken from Scripture, is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Or in some churches they say Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer of life. Or fire, light, and heat. Or author, novel, story. Or composer, singer, song. But it's the totality of the experience that Grace and Sam talked about, the totality of their experience in church, the totality of our experience that church helps to fill out and give us a broader, deeper, more moral vision of life. In the name of the lover, the beloved, and the love that flows over. Amen.
Amen.